guys, welcome to Que Putas, where we question everything with no filter.
Bienvenidos.
Today is viernes.
Viernes, yes.
Yes, so today, let's just get right into it with our little fluffy nice quote.
Let's do it.
Today's fluffy nice quote is... Give me a second. Oh, it's, life is tough, darling, but so are you.
Amen.
Exactly. Literally. And I feel like that's really nice because at least something that... I feel like a lot of people don't notice is that when you're in a tough time, what people will try, like, what people gravitate towards saying is, like,
it'll get better. It'll get better. Eventually, don't worry. Like, things will end. It's like
that. And it's like, even though it's, yeah, it's true. I hear what you're saying, but, like, that doesn't make me feel better. Like, I still feel shit because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like a good response is, like, I think we already talked about this.
What?
What I'm going to say, but it's, like, I feel like a better response is, like, hey... I'm sorry that these tough things are happening to you, and I know that you feel trapped and you feel alone, but it's just, like, you're not alone, and things happen for a reason, so you just have to know that you're gonna be tougher because of this.
Yeah,
you're gonna
be stronger
because of this. Mm-hmm. This is just making you stronger, even though it sucks. It's making you a better person.
I freaking hope so. I didn't go through all the trauma, because the thing is, because unfortunately, not all trauma makes you stronger.
No.
Not all trauma makes you, like, more thick-skinned. No, it really doesn't. There are people who are actually broken, mm-hmm. and people who are actually hurt, and mm-hmm. they stay hurt.
Yeah.
And they have that wound, and they don't heal. And the thing is, it either takes effort. I don't know if it's, like, those people are the same, just they haven't taken the next step. You know what I mean? I don't know if the type of people who stay wounded or the type of people who are stronger... are, like, they're just, that's, wounded people are the intermediate, you know what I mean? They haven't reached that final stage. I don't know if that's what it is, or if they're both end results. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if you understand the comparison where it's, like, the thing is, even though, yes, I'm a strong believer in that, and literally the only way you can see it, because you're gonna go through hard times, you're always gonna struggle, like literally the quote said, it's like, life is tough, it literally is tough, and that's not gonna change, and sometimes you go through a lot shittier things than you should have fucking gone through, but you know what, the circumstances led you there,
mm-hmm.
you went through it, there's nothing, you're going through it, there's nothing to do at this point, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, why not just convince yourself that you're gonna be stronger for having gone through it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, mm-hmm. I fucking survived that. When I literally didn't think I could.
Yeah.
And just do it. Because you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And even though you're gonna probably be hurt, you're probably gonna be wounded, it's gonna be so difficult. Literally,
you can do it.
Just do it. And yeah. I know that's so hard, and I know it's like, the thing is, but you don't have a choice.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Literally don't have a choice, so you're gonna do it. Either you're gonna come out with an open wound, or you're gonna come out stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, again, I really feel as though, I don't know, because I feel as though with my trauma, Loki, I got hella open wounds, to be honest. Like, because I'd like to say that I'm stronger because of all of it,
mm-mm.
but I know for a fact that I still have open wounds.
Oh, yeah.
Because of a lot of the shit that I've gone through.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm working on it, and I'm healing.
Yeah.
And I'm in the process, and I've identified that I have those things that either feel empty or hurt, or, and just, I am forcing myself to get better, and it sucks, because I shouldn't have had these wounds in the first place. I really shouldn't have gone through all this shit in the first place, but I did, and now the only person I can hold accountable for my life, or for what I'm doing, is myself, so I need to heal myself, and I need to take care of myself.
Yeah.
So again, life is tough, but what is it? What was the quote?
But so are you. But, oh, life is tough, darling, but so are you.
Exactly. I'm tough as well. So, fuck off.
Bible.
Bitches.
Bible.
Yeah. That was my little rant.
Mm-hmm. Good rant. Good rant. But yes, let's go on to something more happier, which
yes,
is the point.
Yes, because today is Friday feud/food reviews, and mm-hmm. today we're gonna do kind of like the feud where it's like, I don't know, challenges, you know, mm-hmm. like
fucking
you said.
Fucking around.
Friday fuckery. Mm-hmm. Literally.
Okay, so today I want to do Mad Libs.
Let's do it.
Those are funny as fuck, and I'm just excited to get really giggly. The first, like, three aren't gonna be that funny, but once mm-hmm. we get in the giggly mood, everything will be funny.
I just... Because do you like dictating them or do you like coming up with words?
I like dictating.
Okay, I like coming up with words. I need to come up with specific ones.
But let's switch. I'm going to dictate. Okay. I think I have 5 for you, and then I think you have 3 for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I didn't particularly assign them to you. I found 3.
But ready? So, let's because I didn't print them like a dumbass, it's going to be a little bit choppy, but we got this. So, can you tell me a verb ending in ing?
Questioning.
Questioning. Type of liquid. Ew.
Type of liquid. Let's do, lava.
Wow. Type of food.
Type of food. Miniature grapes.
Miniature. I don't know how to spell miniature. Grapes. Adjective.
Adjective.
Describe a noun.
A piercing.
Piercing?
Yeah. Isn't that an adjective?
I think that's a noun. Person, place, thing, idea. I think that's a noun.
Piercing. Like not the literal piercing.
Like a piercing glare?
Like somebody who's, piercing. Like a piercing glare.
Somebody who's piercing, that's a verb.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I
think that's an adjective. That's describing a verb. An adverb, sorry. It's describing a verb.
Let me choose something less complicated. What was an adjective?
Describe a noun.
Describe a noun. Shiny.
Yeah, okay. The problem is, I don't know either, so.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I'm an English major, but I'm not.
Yeah, what the fuck is an adjective? I know the rest, but what's an adjective? Noun. Give me a noun.
A noun. Basket.
Give me an adverb.
Adverb, which is a word.
Describe a verb.
Describe a verb. I don't know. Give me. It describes a verb.
L-Y.
L-Y words. A grumpily? Grumpily?
I think grumpy is an adjective. So you have to give me an L-Y.
So annoying. Okay, because I want to try to come up with something creative. Quickly? That's the most basic.
Silently?
Silent. Okay. Yeah, silently. That's the most basic. I should have literally wrote a list of adverbs just to kind of
get through them. Yeah, that'd be smart. Ugh. And now give me another noun.
Another noun? Water.
Nice.
Thanks.
Give me an adjective.
An adjective which describes a noun.
Mm-hmm.
Smelly?
Mm-hmm.
Smelly?
I think so.
But that's an L-Y.
Coincidentally.
Okay.
Smelly. Yeah, that describes a noun.
Mm-hmm.
Smelly person. Yeah, okay, that's an adjective. Verb?
Verb. Let's do, trotting.
Trotting?
Yes.
Give me an adverb.
Adverb. Confusingly?
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll go
with it. It's probably an adjective, but I don't know. Plural noun.
Plural noun. Stethoscopes.
Stethoscopes. Another plural noun, please.
Trees. What is the context here?
An awkward encounter.
Oh.
Part of the body.
Part of the body. Let's do, neck mole.
Neck mole.
Neck mole.
Not just the mole. Has to be the one on the neck.
Yes.
Plural noun again.
Plural noun. Let's do, body scrubs.
Body scrubs. Adjective?
Adjective? Ugh, what is that one again? No, I know. Bright?
Okay. And then...
Talk to me.
A male name, I guess?
A male name?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do Steven. Ew.
Exclamation?
Pachow!
hotel. And then a place?
A place. Your room.
Alright, here we go.
Oh, shoot.
Alright.
Talk to me.
Okay. After questioning shotguns at the range, drinking lava by the pool, and a big miniature grapes dinner, this is turning out to be a shiny night. I'm at the bar called the Basket Lounge, and I am silently smashed right now. We have water service in a smelly VIP area, but there are no girls here. Well, I'm the groom, so I think I'll go trotting some up. I can't confusingly see anything with all the flashing stethoscopes in this club, but I think there's a group of trees in this club. No, in that corner. There's a group of trees in that corner.
What the hell?
There's a brunette over there. I can't see her face, but boy, does she have a great neck mole. I'll ask her if she and her friends want to join us for a round of body scrubs. Excuse me, but we have bright booze and no one to share it with. Want to join us, I say? She turns around and smiles at me. Yes, Steven, we'd love to join you, she says. Pachow. I must be the only groom in your room to hit on his own fiance during his bachelor party.
Aww.
That's so cute. I'm sorry, nobody taught me how to read.
Yeah, for real, that was so choppy. Oh, but that actually ended up to be cute.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it was cute. Not that funny, but it was cute. Yeah, it's hard because then I see here where it says type and I gotta find the word, and if I'd printed them out and written it in, it'd be better.
It's okay. We'll be more prepared for next time.
Alright, next one. Give me an adjective.
Adjective. Large.
Give me an adverb.
Adverb. Chokingly. No! Is that a thing?
Chokingly? You know that's not a real word.
It's an L-Y word. An L-Y. What are L-Y words? What are adverbs? It describes a verb, like...
Fast? Doesn't that describe a verb?
Yeah.
Or is that an adjective?
I have no idea. No, that's also, that's an adjective. An adverb is something that describes a verb. So then verbs are action words. So I can't... chokingly choke...
I don't know why you'd do that, I'm not gonna lie. Adverb examples. We're gonna learn today.
Tell me.
List of adverbs. Abnormally, absent-mindedly, accidentally, actually, adventurously, afterward, almost. What? Anxiously, arrogantly, awkwardly, bashfully,
okay,
beautifully.
Awkwardly. Awkwardly. Beautifully. See? So chokingly.
It's not beautifullingly. It's beautifully.
Yeah, chokingly.
Chokily, maybe.
Chokily.
A noun? Can I get a noun?
A noun? Let's go with left bosom.
Bosom. I don't know how to spell bosom. Adverb.
Adverb.
You want me to keep reading the list?
We
got blindly, blissfully, boastfully, boldly, bravely, briefly, brightly, briskly.
Briefly.
Briefly? An adjective.
An adjective. Is prickly an adverb?
Probably.
An adjective, it describes a noun. Gold.
Yeah, I guess a color. Mm-hmm. Can I get a place?
A place, under the bed.
What? Accent. Noun.
Noun. Car.
Part of the body?
Weenus.
Ew. Just kidding. Adjective?
Adjective. Let's go with... Heavy.
Noun.
Noun. Let's go with photograph.
Can I get an adjective?
An adjective. Let's say moonlit.
Let me get a number.
A number, 0.37.
0.37. An adverb?
An adverb. Let's do prickly, prickly, prickly.
Prickly. And now an adjective.
An adjective would be, let's go with sticky.
And then a noun.
A noun. Bean.
A bean?
A bean.
All right, here we go.
Talk to me.
This is restroom reception recon.
Oh. Okay.
So, ladies, you are two of the smartest, most large women in this entire office. Well, shit. And I have come to you today because I need your help. I'll be awkwardly honest. I have to take a big left bosom in the bathroom, and I need to find a stall with a strong Wi-Fi signal. I mean, data plans are briefly expensive, and without being too specific, I'm going to be in there for a very, very gold time. I had the lunch special at Café El Under Your Bed. Under the bed. And it's like a ticking time car in my weenus, if you know what I mean. Anyways, since they removed the heavy magazines from the men's bathroom, I have a difficult time concentrating on the photographs at hand. The women's restroom is right next door, so if you don't mind, go in, check out the Wi-Fi, and tell me which area has the most moonlit signal. I would do it myself, but once I sit down, I'm committed for at least 0.37 minutes. We can't be prickly. We can't be prickly? Yeah, we can't be prickly obvious about this, though, so be sticky. Got it? Good. Now, please hurry. The turtle is starting to poke his head out of his bean, if you know what I mean.
That is so weird.
Yeah.
Ew, no.
Here we go. Let's do another one. Okay. We've done this one before, but it was really funny the last time we did it, so.
Let's do it. Don't give me context, so I can just go.
Okay, ready?
Talk to me.
Verb ending in a verb, please.
Oh,
I think verb ending in T? I don't know. A verb. I can't make it out. It's fuzzy.
Grunt.
Okay. Oh, maybe with an S. Okay, I'll just add an S. Body part?
Body part, let's go with, heel.
Heel. Another body part?
Third knuckle.
Nice.
Yeah.
A verb ending in S again.
Verb ending in S? Verb. Ending in S.
Mm-hmm.
Skips.
Mm-hmm. Another body part?
Another body part. Let's do, sternum.
Nice. Another body part?
Fourth rib.
Verb ending in S again.
Exclaims.
Adjective?
Adjective that describes...
I need three adjectives in a row.
Adjective? Okay. Let's do... dull.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do... strange orange.
Strange and orange?
Yeah, strange orange.
Same one? Strange orange?
Yeah. Strange orange is the second one.
Okay.
And then the third one, adjective, would be bumpy.
Okay. Now give me a body part.
Body part. Let's do
I need four body parts in a row, actually.
Oh wow, four body parts? Okay, let's do behind the knee.
Mm-hmm. Give me another one.
Let's do I don't know how. Let's do big toe.
Okay. Two more.
Other big toe.
Okay.
And another body part. Let's do nostril.
Nostril. Nice. And now we got verb ending in S.
Verb ending in S. Hides.
Hides?
Hides.
A noun, noun?
A noun. Let's do, decor plant.
Decor plant? A body part?
A body part?
Mm-hmm.
Another body part? Let's do... elbow.
Another,
talk to me.
Another noun.
Another noun.
Yeah.
Another noun. Glove.
Okay. Three body parts.
Three body parts? Oh my goodness, I'm gonna run out of body parts.
There's a lot more.
Let's do, right eyeball.
Okay, right eyeball.
Let's do,
mm-hmm.
Hair.
Hair, nice. One more.
And, armpit.
Ooh. Armpit. Now I need an adverb.
Adverb? Oh, what was an adverb again?
Describe a verb.
Stupidly.
Mm.
Stupidly, yeah.
And an adjective?
Adjective describes a noun. Let's do cold.
And now let me get a noun.
A noun. How about a... jacket sleeve.
Jacket sleeve. Very original.
Thanks.
And now let me get...
I'm trying to be as random as possible.
Oh, shit. Two adjectives and a verb.
Two adjectives?
Hold on, we're having issues. Yes, two adjectives.
Then...
and a verb ending in S.
Adjective, adjective. Bright.
Okay.
Smelly.
I think that's an adverb.
No, you can describe a noun with smelly.
Oh, right, right. We did that last time. Smelly. And now a verb ending in S.
And a verb ending in S. Sleeps.
Sleeps. Okay. Here we go.
Talk to me.
This is the 50 Shades of Mad Libs.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. Oh, wow.
Ready? So he grunts his knee. His knee? Is that what you said? Why did I write kneel? He grunts his knee. So his third knuckle pushes against me. Yes, right there. He skips his sternum along my fourth rib, eases back, then exclaims into me again. So dull, so strange orange, so bumpy. His behind the knee pressing down his big toe and his other big toe on either side of my knot. His other big toe on either side of my nostrils. My nostril. Oh, Anna. He hides as he lets go. My name, a decor plant on his elbow as he finds his glove. His right eyeball rests on my hair. His armpit wrapped around me. I just want to enjoy the stupidly cold afterglow of making jacket sleeve with Christian Grey. Because that's what we've done. Bright, smelly sleeves.
What the hell?
What the hell? That was so bad. Oh, I'm sweating. That was so bad.
Why? That was so bad?
Yes.
Why? Imagining it's too tall to wrap around her nose.
What the fuck? Why did you choose such weird body parts?
I don't know. I was okay, just ready? Trying to
you do one now.
Be original.
This is one of the ones you sent me. I don't know if you want to do this one.
Let's see. Okay.
So you just have to write down as you go.
Ready?
Yes.
So, a noun.
Oh, fuck. I didn't realize how hard this would be.
Right.
A stuffed bear.
Ooh, stuffed bear. Mm-hmm. An adjective. Give me two of them.
Tired.
Tired? Give me another one.
Bored.
Bored. Going for the same vibe here.
Yeah.
Part of the body.
Inner thigh.
Inner thigh. Verb. Action word.
Contemplating.
Oh.
Contemplate.
A place.
Abandoned alley.
A celebrity.
Mark Ruffalo.
Wow. Mark. An animal.
Platypus. Easy.
Yeah. That was an obvious answer. Platypus. Number.
237,007.
237,007?
Mm-hmm.
An adjective.
Lanky.
Lanky.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. A last name.
Corticopas.
Corticopas. A noun.
Beanbag chair. Beanbag chair.
A type of food?
Type of food. Roasted lamb.
Roasted? A person.
Like a name?
Mm-hmm.
Or like a profession?
Creative liberties.
Okay, entrepreneur.
A first name for a male.
Ashley. Spelled A-S-H-L-E-I-G-H.
Oh.
Ashley.
Wow. Verb ending in ing.
Verb ending in ing?
Mm-hmm. Action word.
Daunting.
Wow, daunting. Don't even know how to spell that. Exclamation.
D-A-U-N-T-I-N-G. Daunting. Exclamation.
Mm-hmm.
For fuck's sake.
For. Wow, I like it. A verb.
Not ending in ing?
Yeah, just a verb.
To plaster. Plaster.
Plaster. Okay, let's see if this works.
All right, here we go. My creation.
I actually don't know what it says. It says one more game is the...
Mm-hmm.
The, like... What is it?
The scene.
The scene, sure.
Yeah.
Convincing your stuffed bear to let you stay up past your bedtime to play video games can be tiring. But it's not impossible. Here are some bored excuses to use when you need one last game. My inner thigh hurts. The only way I'll feel better is if I contemplate these cyborgs and save the abandoned alley. This is so lame. Mark Ruffalo also plays Platypus. Platypus Hutt. So if you want me to be successful in life, please give me 237,087 minutes and 7 minutes to finish the Corticopus level.
Wow.
What the fuck? This is so lame.
Keep going.
Wait, ready? My beanbag chair. Mm-hmm. My beanbag chair teacher said that the video games make you smart. She plays Roasted Lamb Assault, so she knows. There's nothing else to do. There's nothing else to do. Entrepreneur isn't here to play. Grandpa Ashley went to bed, and it's daunting outside. For fuck's sake, if you let me play Night Plaster, I'll clean my room. Think about it. This is so lame.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh. It was cute.
Was it? I didn't appreciate this one.
I liked my words being used. Let's see.
Let's see. Show me a different one.
Oh, we both chose an awkward encounter as one.
We did. We did. I noticed.
A hike on the mountain. Do you want to do a hike on the mountain?
Let's do it.
I wish that we'd get more giggly, but we're not getting very giggly with this. Oh,
it's okay, though. It's also early.
Yeah, it's difficult to be giggly midday.
You're yawning!
Sorry.
That's so rude. Give me a noun.
Teeth. Is that a noun?
Yep, I will accept it. I won't question your words. Adjective.
Adjective, crinkly? No.
Crinkly?
No, no.
It works.
Bent. Let's do bent.
Bent. Give me a food.
Bacon.
Give me another food.
Beef Wellington.
Beef Wellington. Give me a part of the body.
Pinky toe.
Pinky toe. A noun. Shoot.
Bread crust.
Bread crust. Verb ending in ing.
Choking.
Wow. Choking. A verb.
To park. Like parking.
Parking. Park. Give me two colors.
Magenta and sea foam green.
Green. An adjective.
Crunchy.
Crunchy. A noun.
Pillow.
An adjective. Give me two adjectives, actually.
Two of them? Shit. Okay, here we go. Flowy.
Flowy, okay.
And
prickly?
Prickly, does that count?
Sure. And now give me two animals.
Two animals? A tortoise and a elephant.
Okay. Give me a verb. Give me two verbs.
Two verbs? Okay, so we're gonna do classic. Catapult.
Mm-hmm.
And projectile. Project. Project. Projectile is not a verb. Project.
Give me an adjective.
Adjective.
Right, I don't know why it's so hard for me to come up with words.
Yeah, it is. Just, I don't know why I'm gravitating towards C words. I'd like to pick a different letter, but all I can think of are C words.
Shoot, it's okay. You don't even have that many C words. You said C word twice.
Windy.
You've used a B word, like, multiple times.
Is it windy? Windy.
Okay. Windy and a noun.
A carp.
Carp? What's a carp?
It's a type of fish.
Oh, carp. Okay, ready? Let's see how this goes. Our teeth are packed to heighten the bent mountains. We are carrying a picnic lunch with bacon and beef Wellington on our pinky toe. And I have a bread crust for choking photos. We will park past meadows filled with magenta and seafoam green flowers and pass a crunchy waterfall that sounds like a pillow.
Oh.
Many animals live in the mountains, like the flowy tortoise and the prickly elephant. Ooh. It's funny to catapult them. Oh, it's fun to catapult them, but important to be safe and keep a windy distance. The higher we project, the smaller the wildflower meadow and the waterfall appear. We may even see carp still on the ground from last winter.
Wow.
Yeah.
What an interesting story that became. What an interesting description of a crunchy waterfall that sounds like a pillow.
Yeah. It's like low-key, it sounded appealing.
The imagery is unreal. Yeah. I want to see this waterfall.
It's like when it's like, oh, crunchy waterfall, but it sounds like a pillow. Appreciated.
Yeah.
It really is like, oh, I'm relaxed now.
Yeah.
Okay. You're yawning again!
I'm sorry. I thought we would get giggly.
I know. It's okay. The thing is, I don't know if it's just that we're off. Well, not that we're off today. But just, I mean, the thing is, sometimes we hit, like, a giggly moment or something. Mm-hmm, sometimes we don't.
Oh, also, so I don't smart. Think that you're these are... You're not wasting as much paper as I did. I wasted so much.
Oh. Yeah, I'm trying to, like, space. Mm-hmm. Also, these don't seem to be... Oh, I want to try this one.
Yeah.
They do the Terrible Tarot one.
Oh, dale.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a TV show.
Oh, Parks and Recreation. So just put Parks and Rec. Parks and Rec.
Yeah. Parks and Rec. Give me an adjective.
Oh, bubbly. Nope, that's an adverb. Tiny. Let's go with tiny.
Tiny? Mm-hmm. Now give me an adverb.
Bubbly.
Bubbly.
Mm-hmm.
Now give me...
Bubbly.
A...
Bubbly.
Give me a criminal.
A criminal? Ted Bundy. Easy.
Ted Bundy. Give me a past tense verb.
Past tense verb? Fucked. Uh-oh. No, what did Ted Bundy do? What did I...
Give me a noun.
Porcupine.
Porcupine.
That's a person, place, thing, or idea, right?
Yeah. Okay. Give me a food.
Frog legs. Easy.
Nice.
Whoa.
Frog legs.
Did you hear that water?
Water? No. Give me a color.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Brownish yellow.
Brownish yellow.
So poopy yellow.
Whichever you get prefer. That. Give me a noun and plural.
Noun and plural, so lots of them. Would you say a noun in plural?
A noun in plural.
Sitting ducks.
Oh. Sitting ducks.
Not all ducks, just the one sitting. Sport?
Mm-hmm.
Golf.
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 Give me another verb.
Another verb? The candle's bubbling.
Yeah, I saw bubbles.
Would you ask for a verb?
Mm-hmm.
Drinking.
Drinking?
Dunking. Dunking. I like dunking better. Sorry.
Dunking. No alcoholics. See. Let's do verb ending with ing.
Verb ending in ing. Snitching.
Snitching and a plural noun.
Plural noun. Bitches. You could put female okay. dogs.
Okay, let's go. Try this. It's like, let's set the scene. Oh, I had an important question to ask, so I got out my Parks and Rec tarot cards for a reading. Oh. I carefully spread out the tiny altar cloth and started to bubbly shuffle the cards. My pet Ted Bundy fucked under the table as I started.
Mm. Fuck what?
I laid the cards out in a porcupine shape and lit some frog leg scented incense to set the stage.
Ooh.
Well, the card that represented my past was pointing to a brownish-yellow sitting duck, which makes total sense. And the card in the golf position is telling me that I need to dunk more often to make things happen. But this last card is talking about snitching bitches, and that's just weird. Maybe I'll try again another day.
Them snitching bitches. I knew it would work nicely. Them bitches be snitching.
What the hell is this?
Bitch be snitching. What is it? Bitch snitches get stitches, not bitches.
I just find it funny. It's like, that's the one that didn't make sense. The one that did make sense. This last card is talking about snitching bitches.
That made perfect sense. And that's just weird. Yeah, that made perfect sense.
That literally is the only one that makes sense.
It just says you got bad friends.
For real.
Bad company.
So yeah.
This has been Mad Libs.
This is Mad Libs. This was interesting. It's... didn't exactly go the way I hoped.
Agreed.
I remember the last time we did this that it was
a lot more dying.
Yeah, I was a lot more giddy, but maybe we just found bad ones. I didn't like look through properly, if
Agreed.
That makes sense. Oh, you're excused. So whatchamacallit? Yeah, so that's been today. Today's Friday. We're just gonna end on this. Now hopefully some of you guys found this to be funny. I don't know. We also struggled greatly with the words. I don't know why. I know what they are.
I really don't, though.
No, the thing is, I know a noun is a person, place, or thing.
Or idea.
I know a verb is an action word.
Mm-hmm.
I know an adjective describes a noun, and an adverb describes a verb. Is there not an overlap, though?
It seems like there must be. Because you can run bubbly, but then something's bubbly. Can you run bubbly?
Bubbly is also an action.
No, bubbling is an action, but bubbly
right.
is not an action.
I don't know. So, I mean, we'll see.
But this candle was bubbly.
Yeah, for real,
and bubbling.
Okay, so yeah, that was it for today, you guys. Thanks so much for listening.
This has been fun.
Yes. Exactly.
We will see you guys again on Monday.
See you on Monday. Bye.
Bye.